So they say it was a very, very nice day. Also, I got a message yesterday, I guess, from Charlie Hyde, you know, Marguerite's husband, Chifley's husband. And he's the captain with this MCB-3, the one that, whose admiral sent the message in Vietnam. And he said he wanted to know when the ship was coming to Da Nang so that he could visit. Well, the ship is going tomorrow, so I sent him a message, and I got a message back saying that he couldn't make it tomorrow, but he'd come out to the ship on Tuesday. Or he would try anyway. So I asked the captain today at the party, I said, gee, when are we leaving? Coming back up onto Phu Bai. Sanctuary's back. She came back this morning. And he said, Wednesday. So I said, oh, well, I was going, you know, I was wondering because I had received a message from a friend. And he says, oh, yes, some CB captain. I've been reading your messages. So I think that it'd be great to see Charlie. I mean, just like all home week. And as I said, the sanctuary came back up. Pat said, sent a message over because I didn't know it was up. They were very close to us, but I didn't see them. I was asleep. And I guess I got up about 2 this afternoon. I went to Mass about 3. I'll have to tell you more about Mass on the ship. But anyhow, I hope that I can get together with Charlie. Then the chief nurse called me tonight and said that we'd been invited to the birthday party in Da Nang if we can go, if the skipper will give us permission. So I think maybe if he does, I'm going to go into Da Nang tomorrow night and go to their birthday party for the Navy Nurse Corps. So I'll be real happy about that. That'll be nice. You know, everybody on the ship has almost everybody has alcohol hidden someplace. You're not supposed to, but everybody does. But somehow or other, it seems very important to be able to go and have a cocktail. This seems to be, you know, sort of the thing. And I don't ever really crave one, but it sounds like it's be great. And besides, I know some girls over there, and I'm dying to see the Man Barker and Purington and a couple of those girls. I was at the birthday party last year at, matter of fact, about 3 of them. Last year I was at their birthday party down in Portsmouth, so it would be quite a reunion to be together again this year. A few thousand miles apart, though. So, in spite of the busyness, it just seems the time since we've been back from Subic, we must have done at least 200 cases since we've been back from Subic. We only came back the 26th of April. If the whole 90 days fly like this, it won't be so bad. Oh, maybe we won't be on the line for 90 days. You never know. Let's see. Oh, I started to tell you about Mass aboard ship. Well, I told you, I think, once in one other tape that if we get overloaded, then the ward where we have the altar has to go. And we just have Mass in the library in the evening. And, you know, one day is like another. Some days it goes by and it's Sunday and you don't even know it. So I just go to Mass every day that I can. Usually when I have a duty, I can't make it. So, and that's every third day. So we had it up, in, because there were, you know, more people on Sunday, we had it up in the SOQ, the sick officer's quarters mess. And it's just sort of a portable folding table that they put up. And our priest is new. I like him. I think he's very nice. He's very modern, and we received communion. Well, at first we received communion. We would tell him our first name, and then he would repeat it, you know, and give us the host. But there's no space to walk up to the altar and everything, and so now he puts the hosts in kind of a soup dish, and then they pass them around, and you take your host, and we all receive communion at the same time. Sometimes he takes the big hosts, and they're, you know, he breaks them in half. Once a week he does that because he doesn't have enough big hosts for every mass. But it's very nice, and it's a very intimate mass. I usually, we have one patient that, poor thing, I don't think he was right before he got hit, but he's really not right now. And he, oh, you know, he puts his head on the altar and you're afraid he's going to catch what little hair he has left on fire and, oh, it's something. But even if Father said his name was Sam, but I guess Father's kind of used to him and it doesn't bother him. He was kind of laughing about it tonight, matter of fact, because he is really something. But, gee, I hope this tape is loud enough. It sounds okay when I play it back. A little trouble with your tape, hearing it the last time, not the speed of it. I don't know what it was, but I think that it was maybe the type of reels that we were using rather than anything else. Mail is very slow. I got some mail from the 15th of April yesterday, a day before yesterday. Can you imagine? 15th of April. So that we just don't get it. And then I got some from the 5th of May, the same day. So it's very hard to determine exactly how they figure these things out. Whether it doesn't go airmail all the way or what, I don't really know, but it is slow. I feel good though. No complaints, no problems. Everything is fine. There's some problems at work, but like everybody else, I'll survive them. I didn't really get a whole lot to eat tonight because we were so busy around there serving. We were on the chow line and everybody was kidding us, saying they never had mess cooks like that before. You know, we were serving food and everything to the patients and to everybody, and to the mess cooks. Let's see, what else am I going to tell you about? Did get your letter with your measurements, Mom, and of course was glad to get your tapes. I can't remember exactly what you said in them now. Isn't that awful? I sit and listen to them always happily, and it just doesn't penetrate now what you said. I know you said that the kids stayed overnight, and I was glad of that. Well, today really is only Saturday at home, and tomorrow will be the 13th, and today's Kathy's birthday too, the 12th. And the 13th is the Nurse Corps birthday. For a long time I used to get those mixed up. This new captain is going to try to have a beach party for some of the kids. I don't know whether they'll be able to do it, but it would be nice. Any kind of recreation, you know, because everybody's worked so hard. This has been our busiest time. And we're really afraid that around the 19th, we're going to get hit very hard because that's Ho Chi Minh's birthday. And we think that they'll try some big offensive then. I don't know. It's difficult to say exactly what they will do. But I hope everything at home is fine, that you're feeling well, and that Dad's golf game is improving, and you probably got your Father's Day present now. I don't care if you open it up or not ahead of time, but I have no storage place for one thing, and I have to mail them because I don't know how long it takes for things to get there. And I hope you like them. Haven't heard from Donald for a while, and I told you I sent a small recorder to Jack and his family, but I don't know if they got it. Oh, yes, I'm thoroughly enjoying my tape recorder. One of the men came up, we got permission for him to come up into our quarters the other night, and he came in and he fixed Kathy's recorder and mine, and oh, we just enjoyed them so much. And everybody's tape crazy over here, you know, everybody's always getting tapes made for one another and copying tapes and all kinds of music, and oh, it's great. It's, back in the States you wouldn't want to be bothered with doing this, but over here you don't have much else. And although I haven't had a whole lot of time to do any knitting, I've got the back of John's sweater finished. I don't even know if it's going to fit him, but it'll fit Jack if it doesn't fit him. So it's very hard to find time to do anything, and I figured if I didn't take time out and tape tonight, I just wouldn't get it done. And I knew I hadn't taped since I spoke to you on the phone last Monday, and I wanted to be sure to get one out. But the days go by. As I say, when I'm working, you know, like when I have to work 24 hours, and the next day I sleep, and then the next day I get up and work 8 or 10 or whatever hours is necessary, I just lose track of all timing, and it's something, but I don't mind it. I really, if someone had told me a few months ago that I would be working this at this rate of speed, I think I would have been kind of overwhelmed, but it's not so bad, because you don't have to drive or anything. That's the big thing. Well, it's coming near the end of the tape, and I just want to say I hope everything is okay. Right soon, I enjoy your tapes, that I'm fine, I have no problems, and we are working hard, but maybe we'll have slow months after May and June when the monsoon season comes. And don't worry, we're fine. Fine.